there's not much to take out of that, to be perfectly honest. And the call for what it is, it's a bit of an embarrassment. You know, it just wasn't good enough, and we know that. And there's no point making excuses. It's not where we need to be. And for one reason or another, just we weren't at the races there and punished every time we made errors, and well and truly punished for it, and rightfully so. It's disappointing. You come, you know, and here I'm not going to say there are no excuses for it, because there isn't. But it's not. It's just not good. It wasn't good enough. Disappointing, just with our application and our general intensity and work rate wasn't near where it should be. We just need to take a good look at ourselves, both players and management, going forward for the next 3 or 4 weeks to get ready for Monaghan or Cavan and the championship. We'll take a look at it. We'll analyse it. We'll look at where we went, what we did or we didn't do well. Obviously, not too much we did do well there. I suppose there's some things we did well, but there's a lot of our contrary to it, a lot of things we didn't do. But here, I wouldn't concern me. You know, they're a good enough group there. You have to be look at yourself in the mirror and see what you did or didn't do well. You know, and you start from there. And if we do that all individually first and then collectively as a group, then that's where we have to start addressing things. Because, you know what, let's be honest, it was Dublin got doing what they wanted to do today. And now, to be fair, they worked really hard. And they just outworked us and then outplayed us once they had the ball. It is. There is a lot of young boys there. But, you know, it's, I suppose it's a hastening experience for them. But, you know, at the same time, this level of football, there's very little forgiveness. You know, if you don't turn up every day, you're going to be found out. And certainly were today by a very, very good footballing team. Dublin were very good, don't get me wrong. Dublin are good. They're not Ireland champions for nothing, and they're getting better. You know, we weren't good. You know, our work rate, our application, just general things weren't good enough across the field. And that's, you add them two together, you don't get a good mix. You don't get a good result. We expected a bit of a reaction. So we did. We didn't expect the reaction we got, but or from Dublin, the results, the scores. But we did expect a bit of a reaction. And to be fair, they stuck, worked away a bit. But here we just to hear it was. It's very hard to put a finger on a lot of things there that you could say went wrong. But we'll sit down and look at it in the video and see where it is and when more. Never a bit more in slower time and see what happened and try to address some of them issues. But like in the first half, we had chances, didn't take them, got turned over, and were very punished well for it every time. Didn't deal with kickouts well at all. Dublin got up the field with no pressure on too many times. They run hard and they work hard, but they got up the field with, they weren't turned back, you know, they were going up the field too many times. And very hard for a defence to cope with that, if that's coming at you repeatedly, that everybody gets the ball on their first run where they want it. It's difficult to cope with, especially a good team. You know, we have injuries, but that's an excuse as well. It's not acceptable. You know, people might think it's an excuse. It's not an excuse we're using. You know, we've put boys out there to do a job. We believe we're good enough to do a job. And I won't use injuries as an excuse anywhere. But we have men coming back. Obviously, with a couple more injuries from last week, we'll try to get them back in readiness for the first round of the championship, and hopefully they will be. It just adds more competition to the panel. But no, at the same time, it's a lesson there. You know, it's the level we need to get to, and we're, as you can see, we're a bit off it there.